away, Rooney!
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning to wherever you are in podcast land. Welcome back to the Fantasy United podcast. Another big week of FPL has been played out, and Mr. Sanchez, aka Dirty Sanchez, good week, bad week.
Oh, great week. I've scored 73 points eventually.
73, what's the average?
43, so 30 points above average. I was 64K and jumped like 160.
I've always said you're above average.
I'm above average, even exceptionally well. but yeah, after my bad decision not to captain Hazard last week and captaining Kane last week, I've overcame my fear and captain Kane
again. Did you say overcaned your fear?
Overcaned. and yeah, done pretty well. Kane has delivered a brace. He was actually due. Stock seems to be like a... Well, Stock seems to me like West Ham a couple of fixtures ago. Their defense just licking and licking and licking.
It's interesting you say that because he's about to get the arse.
Well, not surprising, isn't it? It's becoming more a game of who is the next manager to get sacked other than who is going to win the Premier League.
Yeah, well, there is a website devoted purely to that.
Yeah, so he's the next in line, isn't he?
Possibly.
Yeah, now, I won't be surprised. How was your week?
My week? Average.
So how many points?
50.
Okay.
So average.
Yeah.
So I only had three good scoring players and the rest all got twos. So to get 50 points from that, quite happy with.
Yeah. Well,
took a punt in Captain Salah.
That came through.
Yeah. So happy with
you
that.
You know, he had seven shots, only one on target, but that one was the one that counted.
He's player of the year, surely.
He is the...
Him and De Bruyne? I'd say him.
I'd say him. Like, De Bruyne is... Even from an FPL and Premier League perspective, De Bruyne has been there for a while. Salah it's his second round, but his first round wasn't really, and he was under Mourinho, and you know how he does well with those players, huh?
Yeah, man, how good is he? He's just good.
He's just delivering.
Every game.
Seems like he's the most nailed player in Liverpool as well.
Mm-hmm.
So he's pretty good. So is he your pitch of the week?
No, it has to be. If it wasn't for him, I'd be well under average.
Yeah, who is your POS of the week?
POS, everyone else that didn't score 2 points.
Makes sense.
I'd hate to say, but possibly, given how well they played last week, is the two big Chelsea players, Hazard and Morata.
Yeah, they look rubbish.
They're awful.
They look terrible.
And you can't break down West Ham, please.
Yeah, West Ham defence is still questionable. They're looking better, but still, when you're Hazard or Morata and you have all of those tools and you can't break down West Ham side.
Oh, I did forget. I think Dunk is POS too.
I don't have it. Yeah, for me, pitch of the week, Salah, Kane, Otamendi that you recommended to sell. Guys, don't listen to Captain Ongle too much, huh?
No. I don't recommend you saying, I hope you keep him and he keeps delivering own goals and red cards.
Well, he's keep on delivering the right goals to the right side and didn't have a yellow card in two fixtures, I think.
Oh, well, good on him.
Good on him. So he delivered 11 points, I think, again. Salah, Kane came through.
Hmm.
POS of the week, of course, there are many of those. Chelsea defense conceding again another goal in the beginning. Hazard, Morata, we spoke about them.
In saying that, Christensen does look good, though.
He does look great.
Mm.
Yeah, he does look great. He looks like the good old, like, neighbor-friendly guy. He doesn't look like a...
Doesn't look like a defender.
Doesn't look angry enough. Doesn't look angry. He looks like he's smiling all the time and then tackling you, you know. Sterling also didn't come through, unfortunately, 2 points.
Yeah, it was always a little bit unlikely with the Mourinho and his buses, which didn't quite work out that way.
Yeah, it didn't. Even Swansea defense came through with 7 points for me. Burnley, unfortunately, me was injured, so I only had the Burnley keeper. That's about it for me.
I thought you mentioned Scott Dan.
Scott Dan, after I've substituted him, he got in the game because of Saka got injured.
Mm.
So the guy who actually, you know, threw him out of the team, you know, threw him in again, and he scored.
I see that. That made me smile.
That made me laugh, internally. That's about it for me.
Yeah, no, well, that's not a bad roundup of what happened for us. So a very good week and a slightly better than average week.
Yep.
Well, we've got plenty more to talk about, and we'll hit that with hot topics after the break. Okay, back with part two, and this is our long part of Hot Topics. And so we've got a few to rattle through. Most of them are yours, because you are the man of FPL. So what do you reckon, first up?
So we mentioned that last week, and we'll keep on mentioning that, and that's a warning for all of your fantasy assets in Chelsea, the Chelsea away form.
Mm. Well, as ever, another golden tip from you.
Mm.
It swayed me from not making a Hazard captain. And thank you, because then I moved to Salah.
Yeah, yeah. I saved your week.
Well, yeah, you did.
Yeah, you could have got like 4 points, and out of that, you got 22 points.
That's right. And so you wanted me to be as competitive as possible. You don't want to be flogging me. You want me to be, you know, pushing you all the way.
Yeah, I need some competition.
No, no. Yeah.
So, look, if you're looking at last season, for example, and seasons before it, when you look at Hazard's points, away form versus home form, you'll see a lot of difference in terms of his returns, in terms of FPL. We've seen it now again against West Ham, and we might see it again in away fixtures that coming up. So I think my tip will be just be wary in terms of captaining Hazard on away games versus home games. Home games definitely against rubbish teams, but away he seems to be less consistent. So I think they have Huddersfield now away. Again, tricky fixture, but if you have better captains like Liverpool against West Brom, for example, Spurs against Brighton, you have Kane, I would definitely consider them versus Hazard. It doesn't mean that he's not going to return in some of them, it just means that he's going to be less consistent on those away games.
Yeah, good tip, because yeah, as I said, saved my week by keeping that in the back of my mind, and the fact that they then came out and lost 1-0 to West Ham immediately justifies all those tips.
Yeah, definitely.
And they're still not bad away from home, and they've drawn two and lost one out of 8 matches. But yeah. Still,
it's not great. No. It's not great. It's not great.
Sorry, it's drawn one and lost two. There you go.
Yeah, it's not great. And again, if you look at these points last year, definitely, you see.
Well, he had a bit of a shocker last year, was it? The year before.
He always returned around 200 points per season for FPL, but always returns more at home than away. So just be aware of that. So
good tip.
Yeah, let's move to our next one.
Okay, so next up we have rotation, and this is going to be more important. We've got midweek games coming up probably as you're listening to this, or even they've kicked off before this.
Yeah.
So Christmas coming up, FA Cup coming up, still got League Cup featuring all the big sides, so rotation a big thing.
Yeah, look at Liverpool, for example. A lot of people brought in Coutinho and even Firmino. Both of them warmed the bench.
Heck, you don't want to bring in Coutinho after you tore the Moscow team apart.
Yeah, so it's probably going to be safe in terms of opening this midweek, but we can't really rely on him. The 9 million that now he costs, or 8.9, is pretty expensive. And if he doesn't open most of the games, he's been on the bench for 70 minutes with Firmino. And then they came up with, 1 point? They were not even playing 60 minutes. And that's a big risk. You want your player to play at least 60, 70, 80 minutes, if not the whole game. Definitely the one Coutinho which you want to captain as well. Mm. So every team is starting to have its own Pep Guardiola.
Yeah.
So we've seen it in Liverpool. We've seen it in Spurs for a while with the defense. That's why we've moved away from their defensive assets.
Mm. Well, you can't rely on having one person playing every 3 weeks.
Oh, it's just you can't bring players for 8-9 million and expect them to be not playing, benched or playing 20 minutes. We've seen it with the Man City strikers.
Mm.
Nobody wants to touch them. Look at this weekend.
Aguero didn't even get on the field.
Yeah, Aguero didn't even make it, and you would expect him against Man United to play, but he didn't.
Yeah.
You would expect Coutinho and Firmino to start against Everton in the derby, and they didn't start.
Yeah,
it actually cost him probably 2 points.
Well, I agree, although Sane also cost Liverpool 2 points. You would think that the bigger game would have been Everton, play them and then rest them against West Brom coming up this weekend. This during the week, I should say.
Yeah, midweek, yeah. So I think Coutinho probably will play, Firmino will play midweek, so they might come big, but then what will happen on the weekend? Can you actually count on them?
Yeah, well, they've got two reasonably easy fixtures. So they've got West Brom at home and then Bournemouth away, so.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's definitely midweek Coutinho and Firmino will start. Mane might be rested. I don't think Salah is touchable.
Yeah.
And then end of the week will Firmino and Coutinho will start.
Yeah. Is there any other teams that you can rely on for a lot less rotation?
I think you have a couple of players in a couple of teams that you know will be less rotated. So players like Kane seems to be never rested more than 10 minutes in a game.
Chelsea doesn't seem to rotate a great deal either.
I think Hazard is pretty safe. Morata, he had some injury concerns before, so we don't really know if he's going to play the full game this weekend. But they don't have anyone
to replace him with. So.
No, they have issues in attack, definitely. I think City defense, pretty safe with Otamendi. That, again, you recommended to sell.
No, just for those at home. I didn't recommend you to sell. I just said I hope you keep him and I hope you get his own goals and red cards.
Yeah, so since then he got the right goals and even not a yellow card in two fixtures in a row. He's probably due to get a yellow card this week.
It's all good. I don't tell you to sell him.
Yeah. So just I think the tip with rotation will be, again, and we've been keep on saying that again and again and again, just make sure that most of your players do play most of the time and you're not buying those cheapy defenders that never play, never see the day of the light.
Yeah, that's it.
So that's about it. So what's the next topic?
Well, we've got no premium strikers.
Yeah, I put it there.
Okay.
So what I meant here is, I think when you compare this season to other seasons, there is nothing there in the premium strikers, other than two premium strikers at the moment, which are, for me, Kane and Morata. There is no one above 10 million that I want to touch.
Yeah, but even looking at the last two games, Hazard was the one tearing him up against Newcastle. But Morata did nothing against West Ham. So, really.
But still, you look at the fixtures of Chelsea, you still want Morata on your side and Kane definitely for his explosiveness.
Yeah.
But you look at City.
So we're ruling out Lukaku as a premium striker.
One goal in the last nine game weeks. What else did you need?
We got rid of him a month ago.
Oh, we've said it to everyone. So Pogba benched as well, bent more likely. Mm. That affects Lukaku and it's just rubbish.
Yeah.
It's just rubbish. You look at Man City, untouchable.
Well, you can't touch either. You don't, if Aguero sits on the bench for the entire Manchester derby, how can you take him at all?
No, you can't. Mm. You can't. So Jesus and Aguero is a no-no. And then Lacazette, he wasn't great, and
it's funny. Giroud seems to be scoring a lot more now, so underappreciated.
Yeah, underappreciated.
There's a few in the strikers in that not premium price but not cheapy. Your Rashfords, your Giroud's.
Exactly where I'm Deans. Going to. Exactly where I'm going to. So look at even at Rooney. He's on penalties. He's been scoring consistently in the last couple of game weeks. He's around 7.5.
Looks like Mr. Allardyce is going to play him every week.
Yeah, good fixtures. Mm-hmm. So Firmino, 8.5.
Yeah.
If he starts, even though we've seen rotation hitting him.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
What I had my eye on seeing him play the last couple of weeks is Rashford.
Rashford, the only problem again is coming back to rotation because he's been much better than Lukaku when he plays.
Yeah, I've seen. I liked him in the Champions League game. He was fantastic.
Yeah, nothing. He cost like nothing. Peanuts, 7 points something.
Yeah.
Nothing.
But the problem is now for those playing, most people are going to have Kane. But do you then sell Morata so you can get two medium strikers or a cheapie and a medium and then boost somewhere else like defence or midfield?
Yeah, it's a good question. I still hold Kane and Morata. I think Morata has good fixtures and he's going to score. He's been very consistent. But yeah, if Morata wasn't performing or injured, I would definitely think about going to the 8.5, 7.5 bracket.
So yeah, Morata goes down, we look for someone a bit cheap and then use that money elsewhere. That's the tip.
Midfield maybe moving to 3-5-2 maybe.
Yeah, goal-scoring defender.
Goal-scoring defender like Otamendi or midfielders like Hazard. It makes money. And Coutinho.
Oh, yeah.
If they're not.
Could you have Salah and Coutinho in the same side, though?
Definitely.
Yeah?
If they're playing together, yeah.
I see Coutinho, that it looks like they might be in agreeing with Barcelona that it'll stay to the end of the season. So that was one doubt you had with Coutinho. He wouldn't even see past January, but he might be worth that risk.
Maybe that's why he's rested now.
Maybe.
Prepared to the Christmas period and after.
Yeah, well, that's it. You know, if he was going in January, you wouldn't shuffle your side around and fit him in because he'd be gone anyway. But
Yeah, definitely. Okay, what's our next topic, Captain?
Well, just a quick one. Man City won the title.
Boring.
Yeah, surely.
Even Mourinho admitted.
Yeah, Mourinho's a dick, though.
Yeah, Mourinho is a rubbish guy. Did you hear that they actually...
Yeah, there's a fight in the...
He went to the dressing room and he got...
Milk thrown at him.
Milk? Like, where's that milk? Was somebody eating cereals for breakfast? Oh, where's that?
You know, the
coffee?
Who would know? It's like a proper fight in other sports, you know. But in football, they're throwing milk at each other.
Milk.
Please.
Oh, my God.
Mourinho's just had a first-grade sook there. He knows the title's gone. And our Man City, Man United, are they the second-best team, and they're nowhere near them.
No, we're not in terms of form and not in terms of points. So, a coach.
And Chelsea lost to West Ham. Liverpool are way too unreliable. Spurs look off the pace, and Arsenal. So it's all over.
It's over before it started. And that's why FPL is still good, because it keeps you interested, even though the game is already ended in terms of EPL.
And I guess the beauty there is Man City have so many players that they've got rotation.
Oh.
So it keeps you still interested in which Man City players are going to play.
Yeah, definitely. So
title over?
Yeah, yeah. Let's move to the other topic, I guess. Differentials.
Yeah, we've spoken about that every week. Always on the lookout for a player that other people may not. Not a lot of people had Hazard. I bet that's changing.
That's changing. That's moving up more than 10, 11% now.
That's why I liked Rashford. Because not many people, I think it's only about 3% had Rashford last time I checked. So I was just thinking there's some iffy can play that not a lot of people have.
Yeah. And you had a shout on Shaqiri.
Yeah.
Even though since then, of course, Captain Chippy just... Captain Chippy shouted Shaqiri, and since then he's not been returning anything, and Stoke looked like rubbish.
Ooh, yeah, Stoke. It's going to be a nice little battle for the next manager sack, Stoke, Swansea.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Stoke now.
No, Stoke.
I hate Stoke.
Yeah, Stoke.
Stoke are like, it's really good for the other team who plays against Stoke.
In saying that, I would love my team, Ipswich Town, to be promoted and to be the Stoke of the Premier League.
Well, anyway. Do you want to be the Stoke of the... So yeah, we spoke about differentials in the past and we'll keep on shouting them. Players with low ownership, which means that if you want to move up and you think they're going to do well, then you take them on board.
Yeah.
And you hope that they're gonna come back with a lot of points, and a lot of teams don't have them. So of course, you know, everyone has, you know, Salah and De Bruyne and Richarlison and Sterling. We all know about them and we know them. But sometimes it's worthwhile looking at those players, like Son, for example, from Tottenham, who has low ownership, and he might return big. So I'm looking currently at Son maybe. Yeah, in the next couple of game weeks.
Yeah, with the rotation, he might play a bit more. He might actually start. So
yeah, so he's pretty. He seems pretty in form. And if you remember from last season, when he was in form, he's on fire. The guy costs nothing. So I think he's 6.9 or 6.9. Sorry, more. Oh, sorry, okay, sorry. Easy. So he costs 7.9. Sorry, 2.7% of the team saving. Now this week he came big.
Okay.
Two goals and assist, I think. He was pretty good this weekend.
And who are they playing during the week? They're playing
and
someone.
They have really, really good fixtures.
They're playing Brighton.
They're playing Brighton home.
They got Man City on the weekend.
But then look at the games later. Yeah. Burnley, Southampton, and they have the double game week coming up as well, which is a topic that we probably will discuss later on, not today, but probably in the next podcast. So Son, for example, one of the examples that we gave. Other players can be, as you shouted, maybe Rashford if he's safe. We looked at Shaqiri in the past, even though he's not been returning. Mane, if again he's not injured, 8% of the team save him.
Yeah.
That's not much. Mahrez, which is coming through recently in good form in Leicester, has only 5.7% ownership at the moment.
Yes.
So those kind of players can come up big with, you know, 10 points, 11, 12, 13, 14 points, like Son this weekend, and they'll give you a push, you know, in terms of another, you know, 50,000 places, 100,000 places, as a differential against all the other teams. If you want to move up the ladder, you can take that risk, at least with one player, take a punt maybe.
Yeah, got to. So finishing off, probably won't touch on it too long, is the January transfer window. Do you hold off or do you keep changing your side? Like, are you going to wait for a bargain?
Depending who they're going to bring and where, and is that player going to make a difference, I guess. Do you have any rumours on anyone that's coming in
there's
in
plenty
January?
Of rumours, but it's sort of like, do you get a player now playing for Brighton who could maybe get a transfer to a bigger side, or a Burnley player, one of those?
Yeah, definitely. Look, there are rumours around different players, defenders, midfielders, moving to other teams, maybe better teams. They're good players and they can perform much well, they can get more clean sheets, for example, if they're defenders. So definitely keep an eye on it towards the end of December. Do remember that from January you have a wild card again available to you, which means that you can play with your team. I would, though, wait to see what the transfers are, see how they fit in the new teams before bringing them in, to see if they even start some of them.
Yeah. To be fair, if you look at the summer transfer window, there's not many players that are tearing it up in the Premier League that came in.
No.
Salah is probably the only one I can think of.
And Morata being consistent.
Yeah. Aside from those two, you know, it's, a lot of the transfers in were pretty ordinary.
Pretty ordinary.
Lacazette was a major sort of signing. He hasn't done a great deal.
No, didn't do great. He was a little bit he was okay in the beginning, and now he's like fading off. He's like Hazard. He's like at home, he scores. Away from home, his form is not great. And he has he always comes off like 60, 70 minutes and Giroud coming in. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it. He doesn't have the whole game to score, like a chance to score. So I don't like him.
Okay.
That's it.
Well, that's the end of Hot Topics. And after the break, we're going to go into a new segment where we dive in depth into one of the teams or things involved in the FPL. Okay, now we're up to our new segment, In Depth. And this is where a little bit of a change. We tend to talk about the same people and the same players a little bit. So we thought every week we'll go into a different club and talk about the FPL prospects. And this week, given the big result for the TV game last weekend, we'll talk about West Ham. What do you think about West Ham?
Yeah, I think seems like Moyes turned them around a little bit. Seems to defensively they're looking pretty tight. We've seen that against Man City, only conceding two goals, and also against Chelsea this weekend. They looked pretty robust. They have a couple of assets that we're going to speak on in defense, a couple of prospects in the attacking field maybe, and a couple of don't touch please. So West Ham, so what was your impression from the game?
Oh, I mean, I think they got Chelsea on a bad day and they did enough to win. I don't see them climbing into the top half of the ladder because David Moyes is probably not that kind of motivator, but he might make them a little bit better. And there might be some hidden gems that weren't going or getting a chance under Bilic that might get a chance to shine under Moyes.
Yeah.
So it might be more of a watch and see. But
yeah, it's a watch and see. I think if I'll start with touching their assets, I'll start with defense. They have a couple of assets that are very cheap in defense. So players like Moussako, for example, they're playing actually in a wing position.
Yeah.
So it means that they're getting into advanced position. Moussako is costing 4.4 at the moment, and he's playing in a pretty advanced position on the side. He's been playing in the last couple of games, meaning that he'll probably nailed at the moment.
Yeah.
And in terms of next fixtures, after Arsenal this mid, they have Stoke away, Newcastle home, Bournemouth away, and then they have a double game week up against West Brom, which is fine, and then Spurs away.
It's not a bad run of fixtures. I mean, it's not as if Arsenal are any stronger than Chelsea, and they saw off Chelsea pretty well.
Yeah. So Moussako, 4.4. They also have another player, Babuna, which also played in the last couple of fixtures, and he costs 4.3.
Yeah.
So we're looking at players that have a prospect of a clean sheet. You don't have to play them every game, and they've been having some prospects of having clean sheets. So I think West Ham defense, now I'm not talking about Cresswell because he's too expensive, even though he's a good player, but he costs 5 million, that can return pretty big.
Mm.
What do you think about their attack, Captain Ongo?
Yeah, it doesn't seem, it's not crying out there's going to be plenty of goals.
Okay.
One rumour is that maybe Giroud will go there on loan.
Yeah.
So that could transform their goal scoring and maybe worth keeping an eye on Giroud.
Yeah.
Because Giroud will play every week for West Ham.
Yeah. I do like Lanzini, though.
Lanzini's great, but I mean, he hasn't had much to work with this year. So maybe, you know,
yeah,
if they strengthen, maybe get another couple of players in January, maybe that sparks him up.
Yeah, he had an assist this week before that he didn't return much. Last season he's been returning 8 goals and 3 assists in 2,700 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's not bad.
Antonio was fantastic for him the second half of last year, but this year.
Antonio was brilliant, but this year he seems like he's off form.
Yeah.
He's off the boil. So, yeah, Arnautovic is too lunatic to touch. He's going like to get the red cards.
He's like a poor man's Zlatan, isn't he, to a degree. He looks a bit like him, acts a bit like him.
But he's not him.
No, he hasn't got the lion's skills.
Yeah. I would still keep an eye on Lanzini. He has 1.5 shots per game and 1.6 key passes. He doesn't cost much in terms of FPL. He costs 6.8.
Mm.
He's low owned. So that means that he can be differential.
Yeah.
So I might, it can be a punt.
What about the goalkeeper?
Good.
Because now it looks like Adrian is going to be, like, they're going to put Hart to the bench. Adrian looks a very good, cheap option as a reserve goalkeeper.
Great point. Captain Ongle sometimes says some great points here. So when I say great point, he actually came up with something. Yeah, definitely. So you look at Elliot from Newcastle, who was our cheapy goalkeeper. And
if you look, a few on the weekend.
Of course. And the other goalkeeper actually let them in. So I'm not sure that Elliot will come back yet.
Okay, he didn't play.
No, he didn't play. And you look at the Crystal Palace goalkeepers, the cheapies. So if you're looking at, again, a cheap goalkeeper, maybe it's even your second that rotate with another goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Adrian might be the shout. He costs 4.3.
Yeah.
He has only 0.5% ownership, which is nothing. And he's been playing the last two games, and they've been pretty robust.
Yeah, and for me, I have De Gea anyway, so the second goalkeeper is really just a bench warmer.
So. Yeah, but sometimes De Gea might play against Man City or against, you know, really good teams. So you might want to bench him, even though it's De Gea, so he might get like 10 saves.
Mm.
But look at this weekend, he conceded two goals, didn't get anything. If you would have used Adrian, you would have got the clean sheet.
Yeah, okay.
So why not?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, that's going in depth. We thought we'll try a different team each week, just so we can sort of round it out. I mean, the big teams always get all the we talk about them a lot.
Mm.
I thought maybe let's just touch on the other clubs because there might be little bargains in there.
Yeah.
We're probably giving you two or three to keep an eye on.
Yeah.
Well, that's the end of In Depth, and we will look forward into the future on the other side of the whistle. Okay, now time to look ahead of what's coming up in the Premier League. We have two lots of games this week. We've got midweek and the weekend, so two lots of things to talk about. First, we'll go with the fixtures. And on Thursday morning, the TV game for those free-to-air people is Spurs v Brighton.
Are you going to get up because you don't have Optus?
Well, I'll be at work.
Ah, that's a good point. You can't then. Is it before work?
Yeah, it's 5, 6 o'clock kickoff, depending on what part of the Eastern Seaboard you are in Australia.
Okay, so we might watch the first half at least.
Yeah, we might get that in.
So what's that game, Spurs against Brighton?
Spurs Brighton, so they do like Spurs, don't they, the TV?
Yeah, they do like them, and Spurs against Brighton, maybe Kane?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
Yeah, although Brighton's defence not too bad, so...
It looks a little bit rubbish and shaky in the last couple of game weeks.
Yeah, that's true. They shipped a few against Liverpool.
Shipped a few. Two against Huddersfield, that's bad.
Mm.
And then before that, they shipped, five against Liverpool?
Yeah.
And before that, Crystal Palace, that was fine. And before that, they got... only 1-0 against Man United. Okay, maybe it's okay.
Yeah. There's not much else, though. I mean, the midweek fixtures, what I found is it's a lot of the top sides playing a lot of the bottom sides all sort of at once. So, case in point, West Ham and Arsenal.
Yeah.
Liverpool, West Brom, Man City, they're playing.
Swansea,
Man United, Bournemouth. You know, so it could be a big week for the big teams. Maybe they'll go to town.
And also rotation, maybe, because they might score early and then rotate or rest their players because they think they're playing rubbish teams, so they won't start with their strongest.
Mm.
I'm worried for Morata, but even though they don't have anyone to play in the forward position, Chelsea. But I'm worried for some of the players, even Liverpool, if you have those Liverpool assets, you've seen that rotation, and definitely City.
Well, you think...
As always.
You think after Klopp got a bit of stick for the rotation of Coutinho and Firmino, do you think he comes out, plays everyone, they flog West Brom about 7-0? Like Shakhtar?
Cesco as well, yeah. They might, well, Firmino and Coutinho are going to play because they're rested. The question is Salah going to be rested much? I don't think so. Mane probably is going to find himself on the bench.
Yeah, you'd think so. He should have passed that ball.
He should have. So Spurs Brighton, yep. And what other games did you find interesting?
No, not much. West Ham Arsenal maybe midweek, but...
Yeah, not much.
That's just to see if West Ham can kick on and do the same against...
Let's talk about our teams, man. Let's talk about
our
teams.
We've still got the weekend as well. We've got two lots of fixtures.
Oh, shit. Let's talk about our... what is your... who is your captain for this midweek?
Midweek, it will be Salah.
Salah. So they're playing West Brom?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm presuming he'll be in the side and score I'm sure he'll be in the side and score lots of points.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to score a lot. Yeah, my captaincy is going to move between Salah to Kane at the moment. So Liverpool, West Brom, Spurs, Brighton. For me, it's pretty straightforward. I just need to choose who's going to score more.
Yep.
I don't think Kane or Salah will be much rested at all. So yeah, for me, those are the captains. In terms of formation, I'm probably going to be with a 3-4 3-4-3. In terms of substitutes, I've brought Calvert-Lewin for Tammy Abraham, who seems to be not nailed anymore when Bonnie comes through, and Mr. Cedar.
It was worth a shout. Good cheap one at the start of the year. Scored a few goals, but might be time to cut losses.
Time to say goodbye. So I've said goodbye to Tammy, and I'm not regretting. And Calvert-Lewin is going to make some room for more funds to buy and strengthen my defense or midfield.
Yeah.
What about your substitutes this midweek?
This midweek, tempted to bring in Adrian and replace. I got two lesser defenders, getting enough money just to cover Phil Jones coming back.
Yeah, look, you still have De Gea in the goal. They have good fixtures. I wouldn't waste a substitute on Adrian yet. I would try and see one of my open players, like one of the players there, maybe that is not opening, maybe to strengthen the defense or something like that. Mm.
Is Phil Jones back this week, though?
I would wait and see about him. So your defense is pretty good. You have two cheapies, Chilwell and Dunk. I would look at Brighton fixtures to see if they're getting worse and then maybe replace Dunk.
As I said,
their defense doesn't look good now. So maybe if I can upgrade him or something, even get a 4.5 for him, as we've said in the past, that will be good. I've seen you actually shipped out your Liverpool asset.
He's injured.
He's injured, yeah. So you got someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe even shift him. Yeah, maybe even Shaqiri, because stock looking like shocking unit at the moment.
Yeah.
Maybe making him Richarlison, because they have good fixtures. Watford has really good fixtures coming up.
And Richarlison, who knows, someone might snap him up in the transfer window.
Ah, who knows, maybe Barcelona. He's Brazilian though, so maybe he's a replacement for Coutinho.
Maybe.
Yeah. So for me, that's about it. So substitute captains. Do you think who do you think has the best chance of clean sheet this week? Midweek.
Liverpool.
Yeah, we'll go Man United.
Man United, Bournemouth. Yeah, I'd say that too. That looks like 1-0, 2-0 win too. So
yeah,
great for me. Got De Gea in goal.
Great for you. I don't have any Man United yet.
Even Spurs. I mean, they're playing Brighton, who aren't the greatest scorers.
Yeah, which Spurs, you just don't know who's the defenders are going to start.
Yeah,
Donny Rose, Davies, Trippier. God knows. I'm not touching those guys. Chelsea has a good shot against Huddersfield. Huddersfield is rubbish in terms of attack.
Yeah, so they're at home though, so
doesn't matter. So yeah, that's about it.
Okay, so we've gone through the midweek games. There's of course games on the weekend that follow that. By the time you listen to this podcast, we've already given you enough tips. We don't want to overload you. Sign off now. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to find us on the socials, on Twitter and Facebook, and at the Gurgler website where this podcast can be found. And we'll leave you with another great moment in football commentary. We hope you've enjoyed the ones we played previously. Go back and listen to our back catalogue if you can. And here's this week's gem. Until next week, goodbye.
Parte Florenzi, eccolo il cross tagliato di testa, Keita, gol! 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 Il magnifico! Il magnifico!